Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. The past few podcasts I've recorded, and if you've noticed, I do Monday and Friday. Bobby does Tuesday and Thursday, and Rhonda does Wednesday. I've been on this process of talking about trials and difficulties. I want to encourage you today because God teaches us how to respond and grow through the challenges in our life because He knows they're coming. If you're wanting to know where to find that, look up in your Bible, John 16:33. But even though that they're coming, I don't want my trials and my difficulties to be the things that define me. I mean, God knows they're coming. He knows what's around the corner. He knows everything about us. So the question would be, what does define me? What defines you? You see, the way that we respond to the trials is really inevitably what defines us. Not the trial itself, how we handle it. When my wife passed away in 2005, it wasn't really so much about her death now, because she'd already left to go to heaven. Now it was about how me and Amy and Amelia responded to that. The response is what separates us. To respond in a healthy way, you have an opportunity to shift your focus and change your perspective. You know, maybe God won't move the mountain that's in front of you, but He'll give you the strength to climb it. And it's in the process of climbing that mountain that He's going to teach you and mold you into exactly who He created you to be. I can remember when I was hiking the Georgia section of the Appalachian Trail. We got to Blood Mountain, and it is the highest peak in the state of Georgia. And it was tough. I mean, it was really difficult climb. I had about a 60-pound backpack on me, and man, it was warm, and it was a tough climb. But you know, when I got to the top, it was so worth it. You know, the trials have a great way of helping us discover things about ourselves. There are things that the valley can teach us that we could never learn from the mountaintop, but there are definitely things when we struggle to get to the mountaintop that we learn that are so critical. You know, God knows exactly the trial He allows in our life. If we create it, he can allow it. If the world creates it, He can allow it. Now, the Lord could stop and say, no more trials for you, but that would be not allowing us to choose in our free will to grow and trust Him. We don't trust in Christ because we want to be blessed. We trust in Jesus because of His faithfulness and His promises. If He never does another good thing for us, we can always trust in the love that was displayed on the cross at Calvary, because knowing that was way more than we ever deserved. Friend, today, focus on your response. You see, He already knows, because a lot of times that's the only thing you can control is your response. Focus on responding in a way that brings glory to God, because that is what will bring good to you. It's in the trials where most eyes are looking at you. You know, when we're on top of the game, there are people who look there, but when we're going through a difficult time, people really look at us. Well, be sure to show Jesus in your response today. What's one thing that most certainly can speak to the goodness of God? How His children honor Him during their challenge. Listen to what John chapter 16, verse 33 has to say. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Now, these are the words of Jesus. Jesus is saying, I've told you all these things so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Friend, listen, Jesus has said, in me you can find peace. And here on earth, you're going to go through a bunch of junk. But you can take heart. You can be encouraged because He has overcome the world. Today, receive this cup of encouragement so that you might be greatly encouraged. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for listening to today's weekday podcast. I hope you'll jump over and listen to our sister podcast, the Weekday Meditation, for guided prayer and a time for you to find peace, direction, and power in your life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.